Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Revolutionizing Cultural Jamaica Tourism with Tourism Entertainment Academy. Tourism Minister Honorable Edmund Bartlett has unveiled a bold and transformative initiative designed to elevate Jamaica's cultural tourism offering, the Tourism Entertainment Academy, TEA. Officially launched on March 27 at the vibrant artisan village in Falmouth, TEA aims to reshape the island's tourism landscape by harnessing the power of Jamaican entertainment. The Academy, spearheaded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, with the support of the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport and other key stakeholders, represents a $50 million Jamaican dollars investment in Jamaica's cultural tourism future. We looked at how we could build out capacity for entertainment and sport in the tourism industry, Minister Bartlett said during the launch ceremony. Entertainment is such a powerful element of the experiential tourism that we provide and offer as Destination Jamaica. The initiative aligns with the Ministry of Tourism's Blue Ocean Strategy, which seeks to expand cultural experiences for visitors while creating new opportunities for local talent. The hybrid academy will combine online learning, in-person mentorship, live showcases, and industry integration to prepare artists for global success. This is not just another training initiative, Bartlett emphasized, adding, it is a strategic intervention designed to accomplish four clear goals: professionalize and certify our entertainment practitioners, deliver high-quality performances, show strong return on investment, and develop a national blueprint for entertainment development within the tourism ecosystem. The Academy will initially focus on reggae, jazz, and comedy, with the pilot program targeting local talent from Montego Bay, Hanover, and Westmoreland. The inaugural cohort will include 6 comedians and 19 musicians, an 11-piece reggae band and an 8-member jazz ensemble. The Honorable Olivia Grange, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, also expressed her support for the initiative. This academy will give our musicians and comedians the training and tools they need to sharpen their skills, enhance their professionalism, and most importantly, turn their talents into sustainable careers. Minister Bartlett indicated that while Montego Bay serves as the initial testing ground, the program is designed to be scaled across other tourism hubs, including Negril, Ocho Rios, and Kingston. TEA is expected to bridge the gap between Jamaica's abundant creative talent and the growing demand for high-quality, culturally resonant entertainment in the tourism sector, solidifying entertainment as not just a feature of the visitor experience, but a central pillar of Brand Jamaica. Interested participants can submit their applications through the official website. Home Tourism Entertainment Academy. Seen in image, Tourism Minister Honorable Edmund Bartlett delivers the keynote address at the launch of the Tourism Entertainment Academy, held at the Artisan Village at Falmouth on March 27, 2025. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.